presentation.
So,
if it's okay
thank
for
you very much for giving me the opportunity to present some slides about my recent Tickle work. And last year I was not able to participate, so it's a special honor for me to re-enter the scene after 2 years. Yeah. And I will have some slides about swimming in Tickle for a network real-time mission management tool. And sounds strange, but I hope I can clarify a little bit what's behind the scene. Yeah, swimming in Tickle for network real-time monitoring and management of space launch and re-entry missions. So,
that's the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to first click in the window to get active. Here we go.
Hey, so just a standard overview about the presentation. I will start with an introduction. What is the background for all this?
Can you something say about DLR?
The DLR, yes. I'm from DLR. It's the German Aerospace Center. And yeah, we are a non-governmental organization, so we are eingetragener Verein in German.
Yeah.
But you can compare us with a national responsible reference for that, for all this stuff referring aviation and space related things. So a short introduction about the background for this stuff, then what was the challenge, if you call it like that, and what was the realization. Some words about what does it mean, SWIM. It stands for System-Wide Information Management, and you can regard this as a kind of intranet for air traffic management. It is built on standards, open standards, and the target is to have qualified parties to change information, so qualified sources and qualified sinks, that you get rid of a bunch of proprietary connections with proprietary protocols. So, and to qualify for providing a SWIM service, you have to be listed in a so-called SWIM registry, referring the European realization, and in the United States it's a little bit different, but you have to go to a kind of qualifying service. So it is guaranteed that no one tries, or that no one offers a rubbish SWIM service. Yeah. And the network manager B2B services, it's a realization of SWIM compliance services by the Eurocontrol network manager system to system. So it's an access interface for the Eurocontrol flight planning and air traffic management related services, and it is SWIM compliant. So now we entered a special project. It is called ECHO2. It relates to higher altitude operations, and it's a 3-year single European sky IATM research project. And one of these issues is to monitor space launches and re-entries in real time, and to improve the situational awareness for the normal air traffic control side, that they are aware what goes on over the normal air traffic. And our task in this project is to realize a kind of prototype for the situation when there is a non-nominal event. So if there's an explosion and debris is raining down on normal air traffic, so then there must be some kind of activation for debris response areas. So these are hazard areas where the normal air traffic must be get out of as fast as possible. So it's a the need to have fast information to the controllers that they are able to guide the air traffic out of a danger zone. And yeah, it is really interesting for Eurocontrol, because against the background that these private company-based space flights will increase in future, and there is a large impact on air traffic if something goes wrong. And you have to anticipate that sometime there will be something, And so this is the prototype we realized. It is a network real-time mission monitoring prototype with a kind of visualization of accumulated data and an interface to the relevant SWIM network manager services, the services of Eurocontrol, where they give you information about the flow, about the airspaces, about the airspace use plan, about airspace restrictions, and get free of airspace restrictions. So a lot of European airspace related things that are going on or that are planned, you must be aware of to bring it in your gathered, accumulated information and solution. So there are the network manager B2B service of Eurocontrol, and there is our network real-time mission management prototype. In our test laboratory at DLR, we have communication with other modules via RabbitMQ, RabbitMQ broker. But how to feed in these network manager B2B service? So make an educated guess. It relates to the general information, flow information, flight, and airspace information. And so, I solved it via a SWIM service client in Tickle. Pragmatic use of Tickle, and how did I realize that? A short overview of used or needed libraries. So far, so good.
What is RMQ?
RMQ is the library for the RabbitMQ to connect to the RabbitMQ broker and to feed in data and fetch data. The structure. So I used the Tickle OO as an object oriented, the object oriented way as a SWIM service class constructor. And then, as you see there, these are local methods which then go on. So far, so good. The request loops with coroutines works nice. So just to have some interval when this coroutine or when this retrieval request loop has to continue. For example, there is a big bunch of related data referring the shifting or the switch, the changes in the European air traffic zones, the flight information region, upper area information region sectors. And this whole bunch needs to be retrieved once a day. So, then you have an interval of one a day. For the restricted flight areas, you need to fetch it every 10 minutes. So then, then you make the associated request with 10 minutes interval. So that you always fetch the relevant data with the update rate you need and the update rate Eurocontrol provides you. So sometimes you can, if you fetch more or too often, you can be kicked out. So you have to obey to some interval rules from Eurocontrol. So far, so nice. And the requests with the HTTP package, perfect. everything nice. We tested it, tested it, tested it, tested it, perfect. And then we go to the installation at Eurocontrol, Eurocontrol Windows Server installation. And then, and yeah, okay, but maybe it was not, I was not able to identify what was the reason for that. Not, we were forced or we were requested to solve this within half an hour to 1 hour, so yeah, I had no clue. But I remember that one of Tickle's advantages is that it is a nice GUI language. So I solved it with, I kicked out its HTTP with DLS, and I solved it with exec and curl. Yeah, gluing in the curl and, it's a little bit ugly, but it works, and that counted. That counted, yeah. So it was possible to have this fast solution, yeah. And we had not the time to think 2 weeks about it or what, because no, it was okay now. Please, in 1 hour, it should work. Yeah. And then you have to do something. So to summarize all this stuff, have some project time pressure, and with Tickle, it was a success. Yeah, because of these advantages that you have a lot of library possibilities, and even if something goes wrong, you have this gluing possibility with a proven tool like curl that you can glue it on and take it, and then it works. Yeah. And so, at last, I would like to special thanks for to my colleague Jens Hampe. He's a very brilliant guy, experienced guy with a lot of scientific excellence, and he assisted or bring me on the right way with his special SOAP UI web service testing. And because this reference manual for the Eurocontrol network manager services, it is called manual, but you have to be a little bit you have to go a little bit in kind of reverse engineering to understand the manual. And here he was brilliant. And so thanks to my colleague. Thank you very much.
Any questions to Frank?
I think this error is caused by DLS package.
Yeah.
Because of the other server is using 1.3, and there is another version of DLS. I don't know who is.
Yeah. I used 1.3. Yes.
Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah.
It's not a question.
No. Thank you. Thank you for the hint. Yeah.
Yeah. On Windows, I would use TWAVI instead of TCL/TLS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I am also sure that's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, small
detailed question. In the coroutine you defined, you after the last yield, you rename it to empty string, so you delete the coroutine from itself. Why? I think if once it hits the end, it will be disposed of anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
I just want to know if there were any experiences that you made where it did not work.
Yeah.
So it was just historical.
Yeah, so I also thank the joy of the beautiful codes we have used. Recent stuff like the OO and the coroutine, which is really nice. So I think it was with Brian yesterday, he said, well, nobody uses coroutines. I say, coroutines are so great for this usage, they are so great. And
it's very
thanks also to
thank you for the providers of these packages. Thank you very much.
We are safe to fly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Wolf?
And your system would probably also notice if some UFO comes down from
the sky. Yes. For sure.